We're Kevin and Courtney Gilroy, best friends turned married parents and entrepreneurs who know that health is the first wealth, and that while parenthood is the most important job we'll ever have, it's not the only job we'll ever have.
Join us and other health-conscious parents as we grow our empires while growing our families in the healthiest ways possible for both.
Family life and entrepreneurship aren't mutually exclusive. We're going to have the conversations that help you prioritize, plan, and profit in your organic family.
This is the Organic Family CEO Podcast.
Hey, Organic Family CEOs. This is Courtney here, going solo to share what my husband and I both feel are three essential productivity practices for parent entrepreneurs. Are you ready? Here we go. Number one is to match energy most of the time. First and foremost, take a moment, ideally every morning, to inventory your own personal energy. How are you really feeling today? Some days you are simply not going to feel as energetic as others. That's part of being human, and even more so part of being a parent. That is more than okay. But when you first check in with yourself to see what you're available for, and maybe more importantly, what you're not available for, you then know what you have available to apply to the things that are most important to you first. And then you'll know what you can offer others who are looking for your leadership, people like your partner or your children, your family team members, or your business team members. Now let's get into some examples here. If you have a team member, let's say, who loves doing creative events, putting them together, then a way you could match their energy is by getting excited about giving them more tasks related to creating events. If you have a child who has maybe an abundance of physical energy first thing in the morning, a way you could match their energy would be to merge your workout into something you could do with them, expend that energy together. When you meet the team members closest to you, both in family and in business, with a positive energy that matches their positive energy, you're reinforcing empowerment and trust as a leader. You're saying, what's important to you, what excites you, is what's important to me. And that excites me too. That is invaluable. So then, in the times that you aren't with your team members or, say, your kids, their recent interactions with you have been the ones where they've felt poured into. And herein lies the productivity. Business team members and family team members typically ask for less of your time and energy overall, and they perform more successfully and independently when you've proactively met their needs and they feel seen. So when the kids wake up and run into your room, put the phone and coffee down so that you can run just as much toward them. And then watch as your kids start to play more independently after that. And when the team member plans an event that you've cheerleaded them on through and to, watch as they then start to raise that business bottom line and start identifying even more ways they can put together events of impact. Positive energy is profitable and purposeful. Now, on the contrary, if someone on your team is unmotivated or distracted, free yourself up from the idea that it's your job to be the hype man or the hype woman trying to make fetch happen. It's not your job to constantly pull people up to that positive, productive pace with you. That encouragement needs to come from within, intrinsically. And if your family or team seems to need help with this chronically, then it's going to be your job to recommend support and for your kids to get them the support they need. As a parent CEO, you'll witness an increasingly happier and healthier team culture over time, which makes your showing up to work even more fun and guilt-free and financially rewarding. So that's number one. Identify you first, how much energy you have, and then apply it most impactfully, matching the energy to the team members. Number two is to assign smaller task times. Now, in our consulting business, one of the most popular challenges we experience is when clients come to us feeling super unproductive. They feel like they have that ever-increasing to-do list, and like they cannot check off enough boxes as more boxes pile on. And what we've identified is that most parent CEOs are way more productive than they give themselves credit for, because they are giving themselves credit only to the completion of larger tasks. So the thing is this: when you're running a family-centered business, you're interrupted a lot by your family. And while allowing those interruptions is a choice, you're making that choice. We don't get to choose exactly when those interactions or interruptions happen. And so this means that every time you get interrupted, it takes about 20 minutes to recalibrate your focus again. And that means that not only is multitasking the most unproductive productivity hack you could employ, it means that completing those larger assigned tasks becomes seemingly impossible, and even more impossible than they maybe already are. So the workaround here is this: break apart your to-do list tasks into line items that can be accomplished in 5 to 20 minute work blocks, instead of something like 30 minutes or an hour or a couple of hours. Yes, this does mean that you're going to have more checkboxes on, say, your project management system like Asana or something. However, you're going to check those boxes off so much faster because you've assigned smaller times to each task. So stack the small wins through the shorter, small task times. Another fun bonus hack for this is downloading the free Pomodoro app, and it gamifies your working experience. It's this little tomato that shows up on your screen or in the corner of it and ticks down from 20 or 25 minutes all the way down to zero. And it just helps you keep the pace. And after that 20 or 25 minutes is up, it clocks you in for a 5 minute break, get up, refresh, have some water, check your phone, whatever you need to do. And then after the 5 minutes are up, can Pomodoro again and reset the timer. And it's a great way to add a cadence to a workday or just a small work session, right? Those hour nap times can be so productive. Number three is to set your MITs daily. To us, running a family-centered business means that at the drop of a hat, we will be available to our partner and our children. And we know that we've set up our business to still succeed without us there. This means that when a kid is having a hard day or maybe isn't feeling so well, or your partner needs more connection time, or you need more self-care and mental health breaks, that you can do the one most important task, MIT, that moves the needle forward if and when you have the bandwidth next to do it. So depending on your season, I like to list 1 to 3 MITs either the night before or first thing in the morning when I sit down to work. And I'll put that into my project management system like Asana. And I use that for both doing family tasks and business tasks. And it all lives in one little organized app for me. And I love it. It brings so much clarity to my life. But for you, do what works for you. If you love post-it notes, then a post-it note on your nightstand is going to get the job done. The important thing is to identify the one thing, maybe ideally two things more, that could move the needle forward in your business. And if anything else fell by the wayside, then fine, right? So now we would love to know, what do you find are the most essential productivity practices for you as a parent entrepreneur? What do you need the more support with? Let us know by dropping either a comment here or making sure that you're getting onto our Organic Family CEO email list, because we're dropping even more productivity practices and free business building resources there. So you can join us at organicfamilyceo.com/list, and we'll get you there. Until next time, Organic Family. This episode might be over, but the conversation is just getting started. When you're ready for more resources on family-centered entrepreneurship, then head on over to organicfamilyceo.com, where you can access our full podcast library, an expansive blog, and free masterclasses where you can connect with us personally. When you do, you help us further our mission to help 1 million parents be home with their families more, living the entrepreneurial life they dream of on their own terms. And remember, if you loved what you heard today, consider leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, along with your Instagram handle, so that more like-minded parent entrepreneurs can find the show, and so that you can be entered to win a free coaching session with Kevin or Courtney. Until next time, Organic Family CEOs, thank you so much for listening.